Social networks. Using social media is fun, and it is an excellent way to stay in contact with old friends, past and present clients, and people who share similar interests. Activity on social media sites happens in real time. Users make posts and receive immediate feedback, creating the opportunity for conversations. Social media is a great way to make new contacts. Most social traffic happens on the popular social media sites: Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, X, formerly Twitter, YouTube, and most recently, TikTok. Each of these sites has a different focus and purpose. Consider the following analogy when using these social media sites. Facebook. Today, Facebook is still the largest social media platform in the world. Facebook's daily active users, DAUs, number over 1.5 billion. Their monthly active users, MAUs, are nearly 2.5 billion. Many of these users access the social network giant from their mobile devices. People access their Facebook accounts multiple times per day, looking for opportunities to interact with friends. Facebook and other social media platforms serve as a means of human interaction and communication. Real estate agents and other marketers who spend all their Facebook time sending out advertisements are missing the main point of Facebook. Facebook is a communication channel, not a marketing channel. To prove this, watch posts by friends. Which posts get more likes and comments? The posts talking about upcoming open houses and new listings, or the posts that share an authentic moment of life? Using Facebook to create and foster relationships is a great way to find new clients and maintain previous ones. To do this successfully, agents have to be intentional about what they post. They have to create a plan that helps develop relationships between themselves and their friends. Before using Facebook for business, create a posting plan that will build an online persona and will develop the relationships desired. Ask, "What do my friends and followers need from me?" The real estate specialist. When posting on Facebook, consider the following: be personal, not all business. Be you. Be authentic. Act like you would at a dinner party. Don't be the talker, be the listener. It's not about selling a house, it's about making a relationship. Business page versus profile page. Be aware that Facebook does not allow the solicitation of business on the regular side, called the profile page, of Facebook. It is common, however, to see many business owners use their profile page for business. Facebook can freeze an account if the profile page is used this way. Facebook users are looking for relationships, not products and services, when they are logged in. It is easy to create a business page and post to it. It is not as easy to gain likes as it is on a profile page. Successful business page users spend marketing dollars to place ads for their business page. Facebook ads come in several types: pay-per-click and impression ads, and like ads. Practice setting up ads before spending money on a campaign. People who successfully use direct mail will appreciate the facility of using Facebook ads. Just like with any marketing campaign, set goals before creating and using a Facebook ad. Facebook advertising, like other forms of advertising, is a passive form of prospecting. It is a numbers and waiting game, a passive form of advertisement. The more appropriately and consistently placed an ad is, the better the results. Facebook lists and groups. To further develop relationships with people on Facebook, consider using the list feature. Facebook creates lists automatically based on the About section. Facebook creates work, family, city, education lists without prompting. Users can create additional lists to follow friends easier. Friends can be in more than one list at a time. Lists filter the newsfeed to just the friends in the list. It makes listening, liking, and commenting easier. Posts can be directed at a list as well. It may be more beneficial, for example, to post about a local event to those who live nearby. Groups are another great feature on Facebook. Groups allow Facebook users with similar interests to have conversations and share posts. Groups can be private or public. Public groups are searchable on Facebook. Real estate agents may consider creating a neighborhood group where members can share local events, new store and restaurant openings, and even post items for sale. A group may be a great place to post an open house or a new listing. Interview local business owners and restaurateurs, posting the interview on the group page. Share community updates and community photos. Ask questions, plenty of questions to keep members of the group engaged. Great questions include, "Where's the best blank in town?" or "What's your favorite, A, B, or C?" Consider keeping the group public, but making membership to the group by permission and not open. Facebook best practices. Bullet grammar is important. Bullet is short and sweet. Bullet punchy. Bullet fun. Bullet. Ask yourself, what would it take to get me to comment, like, or share a post? Bullet. Are you consistent? Once a day? Bullet. Write a sentence or two. Then ask a question. Bullet. Improve your visibility by asking questions and generating comments. Bullet. Promote your post on Twitter. Bullet. Use the URL link for the Facebook post. Bullet. Focus on liking, commenting, or sharing 5 things your friends posted. Bullet. Don't post and run. Go back and reply and respond. Bullet. Create lists of potential and past clients. Instagram. Instagram, also known as Insta or even the Gram, has become one of the most popular platforms with the younger generations, supplanting social media mainstay Twitter in recent years. Everyone who's anyone in the world of influencers, bloggers, and vloggers is active on Instagram. Business owners who want to appeal to the millennials and Gen Z cannot ignore the power of the Gram. The social networking app began in 2010 as a platform to connect people through video and photo sharing. The app quickly grew in popularity due to its filter features that allow users to edit their photos employing different photographic effects. The result? Professional-looking photos and videos that individuals and businesses can use to build their brands. Social media experts insist that the best way to use filters in Instagram is not to overdo it and to consistent. Just because you can oversaturate a photo's color palette does not mean that you should. Oversaturation often produces harsh results. Instead, choose a filter that is appealing and reflective of your brand. Once you have decided on your favorite filter, use it consistently. How to use Insta for real estate business. Instagram is an excellent platform for real estate agents to promote their brand and generate leads, particularly among the newest generations of homebuyers. Agents should identify their target markets and tailor their posts accordingly. For example, an agent who deals primarily with luxury homebuyers should generate and post content geared toward that market. Figure out what luxury homebuyers are looking for, and then deliver it to them via professional quality still photography, videos, information, and statistics they would be interested in. An agent who works mainly with first-time buyers will tailor his or her content accordingly, perhaps offering home buying tips that first-timers need to know. Agents can set up a business account that is separate from their personal Instagram account. While it can be time-consuming to post to separate accounts, agents should create and share content expressly for real estate marketing and brand promotion to their business account. It is sometimes refreshing to break up serious business marketing with some personal Instagram stories, so feel free to intersperse some of your personal achievements or heartfelt stories with your marketing posts. One caveat for real estate professionals when posting to Instagram: do not over-edit listing pics. Using a filter to lend that classic touch to a photo is fine, but over-editing a photo can cause an agent quite the headache. Be aware that over-editing could violate realtor ethics. Buyers want to see an image that is representative of the property's true condition, not a romanticized version of reality. Learn more about using Instagram for real estate by visiting placister.com/real-estate-marketing-academy/real-estate-social-media-instagram and www.homelight.com/blog/agent-real-estate-instagram-strategy/X, formerly Twitter. In a bid to become an app with more functionality, Twitter has changed its name to X. An X account and profile are created much the same way a Facebook account is created. Instead of having friends, X has followers. The difference being that X profiles do not require acceptance or permission to follow someone. To use X successfully for real estate, brainstorm a list of the influencers in a community or sphere that are of interest. Follow them and begin to comment on their tweets when appropriate. Search for Facebook friends and other friends on X and follow them as well. Not everyone who uses Facebook posts on X, and vice versa. Brainstorm a list of interesting topics and start tweeting. Do not forget to share from Facebook on X. Grab the URL to a Facebook post and post it on X. Killing it on X. Bullet. Know the rules of the road. Bullet. It's okay to acknowledge someone using @. One half of all posts should start with @. Bullet @ makes the post visible to all while recognizing the person. Bullet reposting is flattering. Bullet adding a comment can amplify the post. Bullet brevity is the soul of wit. 280 characters is the current limit. Bullet don't post and run. Create a conversation by replying and responding. Bullet at hashtag makes a topic searchable. It's a highlighter. It filters keywords. Bullet don't over hashtag. This isn't Instagram. Bullet drive traffic to a blog or Facebook discussions. Bullet use advanced search options. https://x.com/search-advanced. YouTube. Media giant YouTube has been consistently in the top 10 social media platforms for years. People of all ages and walks of life log into the Google-owned site regularly to watch and share videos with the world. Due to its popularity, it is no surprise that influencers and marketing gurus utilize YouTube to get their message out. How to use YouTube for real estate business. Since 2005, YouTube visitors have watched billions and billions of hours of videos. Savvy real estate agents realized the need for industry-related content and set about creating videos on everything from how to help buyers find a house to how to become a top producer. The COVID-19 pandemic created a wrinkle in the home showing process due to restrictions on non-essential travel and public gatherings. YouTube provided agents with a platform for posting video walkthroughs of listings. By posting their videos on YouTube and YouTube Live, agents have extended their marketing reach to encompass a much wider audience. While many states were on lockdown, real estate agents were still able to market digitally and conduct business virtually. Real estate agents use YouTube in several ways. Some agents post property videos and virtual tours, while others make how-to and market information videos. Some agents record videos about their communities, and some use YouTube for client testimonials. Today, video should be a part of every agent's marketing plan. There is no shortage of real estate content available to viewers, so be relevant yet creative to gain viewership. For up-to-date statistics on YouTube's viewership, visit youtube.com/about/press/. LinkedIn. LinkedIn is the professional social media platform. It is a vital piece in a well-rounded social media platform. Spend the time to thoughtfully fill out as much information as possible to create a profile. Often, users set up their profiles with job descriptions and skills, and then infrequently or never return. Instead, check and update LinkedIn regularly, once a week or every other week is enough. Some agents link their Twitter and Facebook business pages to their LinkedIn account. Please consider the content of Twitter posts before including this on a LinkedIn account. LinkedIn. LinkedIn allows users to set up a profile that may include bullet background information, bullet job history, bullet skills, bullet interests, bullet organizations, bullet education, bullet congratulate your connections who have new jobs and promotions, bullet search new connections, bullet update your profile, bullet write recommendations, bullet endorse others' skills. TikTok. TikTok burst onto the social media scene in 2016 as yet another video sharing app. The app quickly became famous for users' short videos of themselves doing hip-hop dances and lip-syncing to popular music. Initially popular with younger generations, TikTok is now responsible for many videos going viral and has surpassed the 1 billion mark for videos viewed per day. The message here is clear. With so many people downloading videos from TikTok, it has become an excellent platform to share your brand and market to a global audience. Like most social media platforms, marketers have learned how to harness the app's power to reach the worldwide market and engage with consumers, creating traffic to their sites. How to use TikTok for real estate business. TikTok proves to be a conduit for reaching young people, like the newer generation of home buyers and sellers. Agents should create brief yet relevant videos that reflect their brand and market their services. TikTok users love videos with music, so agents should create videos that incorporate music available on the app without copyright infringement. Like Instagram, TikTok offers users a variety of filters to enhance their videos. Agents can use hashtags to make it easier for others to find their posts, and they can share their videos across platforms so it appears on their Instagram and Facebook pages. TikTok is the platform where brands can have a little fun. Do a little dance with your client when you sell their home. Toss a home's keys to your buyer in a jump cut or transition. Make it fun and relevant for your followers, and use hashtags to make your posts accessible to a wider audience. Consider creating a business account separate from your personal account, unless you want potential clients to see you doing the floss challenge in your kitchen at midnight. For more information on using TikTok to promote your business, visit bullet.myrl.com/5-easy-tiktok-video-ideas-realtors/bullet-outfront.kw.com/training/tiktok-for-real-estate-agents-land-leads/. Pinterest. Pinterest is a popular social media platform that involves pinning a variety of media to your personal board. Pinned media can include photos, links to websites, articles, or commentary via blog or video. Pinterest users can view each other's boards, creating an interesting method for sharing real estate-related ideas. Users can share everything from interior decorating and landscaping ideas to information on reputable vendors in the industry. Users can search interests easily by keyword, topic, or theme, so your information can reach an interested consumer in a variety of ways. How to use social media for business. You are familiar with the sites. You know that they can help you generate leads. But how do you use them for your business? Social media can be used for bullet announcing your career in real estate, bullet posting pictures and videos of listings, bullet expanding your sphere of influence, bullet staying in touch with past and current clients, bullet recruiting sales agents for your team/brokerage. Not all social media sites are created equally. Some sites are used more heavily by certain demographics. For example, more baby boomers will have Facebook pages than Snapchat accounts. If you want to target baby boomers and you post heavily to Snapchat, then you will miss your mark. You chose your target market, so you should know it well. Do not narrow your focus to sites that your market does not use regularly. You want the most exposure to your target market that you can get. Each social media site has different guidelines for posting and its own culture at work, so you cannot necessarily use the same approach on every site. It is like going into Starbucks and ordering a small coffee. Anyone who frequents Starbucks with any regularity knows that a small coffee is called a tall in Starbucks jargon. You are a friend with someone on Facebook and a follower on Twitter. You repost on Facebook and retweet on Twitter. Spend some time learning the culture of the sites that you use. Unless you have endless hours in the day to update every social media network or employ a social media coordinator to do so for you, choose two or three that you will work consistently and then actually be consistent. You can use an online social media marketing management tool with a dashboard interface like Hootsuite, hootsuite.com, to schedule posts to multiple social media networks, so you do not feel overwhelmed. Some agents feel like they are losing business if they do not post to every social media site available to them. But are they really losing out? Evaluate the traffic you get from social media and use analytics to track traffic and return on investment, ROI. Hootsuite offers real-time analytics so you can measure how your social media campaign is working for you. Google Analytics is also a popular measurement tool that will allow you to evaluate how your social media content is working for or against you. Social media don'ts. There are several rules by which social media marketers should abide when posting for business. Bullet: brag about yourself. You're great. However, arrogance is a big turnoff for most, so remain humble and express your gratitude through congratulatory house-closing posts and shout-outs for business referrals. Bullet: rant. No one wants to hear how awful you think the market is or how badly your broker is treating you. Keep it positive. It is the law of attraction. What you put out, you get back. Positivity breeds positivity. Negativity does the same. Which would you rather project to your friends, followers? Bullet: market your services constantly. Remember the 80-20 rule. Post by it. You do not want to be that one person at the cocktail party whom everyone avoids because you always talk business at people. People can still avoid you on social media for the same reason, by hiding your posts, blocking you, or unfriending/unfollowing you. Bullet: lie or mislead. If you post another agent's recent sale to generate interest in your target market, do not take responsibility for it. Lying could also get you in trouble with your broker and the other agents in your office. Buyers, sellers will not sign contracts with untrustworthy people. Bullet: be too personal. Many professionals live dual social media lives, one business, the other personal. Keep the super private information for your personal page. It goes without saying that you should not use provocative language or photographs on your business profile. You want to be known for your professionalism and sales experience, not for your smoldering stare. Bullet: be inconsistent. Remember, marketing equals consistency. The same formula applies to social media marketing. You want to remain in the public consciousness. Your friends/followers should never think to themselves, "Whatever happened to blank?" They should know where you are and what you are doing. Real estate. Bullet: be too wordy. Choose your words wisely. Too much text is a turnoff, and 9 out of 10 people will not finish reading it. Bullet: beg for likes and reposts/retweets. You want to get the word about your services out to as many people, prospective buyers, sellers, as possible. And social media is an excellent platform for that. However, pestering people for likes and reposts comes off like begging. That is not the image that you want to project. You are good enough, professional enough, and people want you. Bullet: ignore tracking social media ROI. You need to know where your business is coming from, and social media is just one outlet you should be tapping into. Businesses, both big and small, utilize some form of analytics software to track their marketing efforts. It is one thing to put the word out there. It is another thing entirely to know if it is working for you. Social media dues. Bullet: announce on social media that you are in real estate. Use your social media contacts to expand your sphere of influence. If you have 236 Facebook friends, then that is 236 members of your sphere of influence, and they all need to know that you can help them with all of their house buying needs. Bullet: you post pictures and videos of your listings to engage your followers. You never know, someone in your sphere of influence may know someone who is looking for a property in your market area. Ensure that your pictures are high quality, even if they are from a smartphone. Low quality pictures are not professional. Bullet: post links to your blog, website, and brokerage's website. You want to get your content out to as many people as possible. Friends/followers may repost or retweet and share your content. If you blog, provide a link to your latest blog post. Be consistent. Bullet: congratulate buyers/sellers on closings. Post a congratulatory message on your client's social media pages when they close. This practice shows your followers that you appreciate your clients and that you successfully help people achieve their dreams of owning a home. Bullet to post pictures and videos from events you attend. Whether it is for a charity event or a business seminar, post a picture of you looking your best. It will get your image out there in people's news feeds and show that you are socially conscious by volunteering or participating in local events. If you post pictures of yourself at seminars or educational events, then it will project the image that you take your education very seriously and are learning everything that you can about the business. Bullet post testimonials from satisfied clients. Testimonials are free advertising. Do not pass up the opportunity to capitalize on that. You can post direct quotes or a short video of the testimonial. Bullet post awards received and designations and certifications earned. It is not bragging, it is a fact. Your accomplishments deserve a like and a share. Bullet respond to comments positively, even if they are negative. Do not engage in a war of words with a hater. It is not worth it. You are a professional, not a reality show diva. Potential clients will appreciate your positivity. Bullet post facts and figures about the market, especially if they are positive. If they are negative, you may need to put some positive spin on them. Bullet to post information about open houses that you will be hosting or attending. It is a good idea to let people know when you will be at a property that they can either view or recommend to a friend for viewing. Tackling social media marketing can be daunting for many entrepreneurs, especially if social media is not a natural part of their everyday lives. If you are not exploring it, you definitely should be. Take a look at the following links in the text to see just how important social media has become to the general public today. Hot topics in real estate, social media marketing, and the TREC rules. Due to the increasing number of agents using social media sites like Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram to advertise listings, the Texas Real Estate Commission has begun to examine these posts closely. TREC rule section 535.155 states that advertisements on behalf of license holders must contain the broker's name in at least half the size of the largest contact information for any sales agent, associated broker, or team name in the advertisement. Many of the agents who are posting on social media today do not follow this rule. Texas law also requires all brokers and sales agents to post either a picture of a completed IABS form on business websites and social media profiles, or a link to a completed IABS, as well as a picture or a link to a completed CN 1-5. How many social media postings or agent profiles have you spotted lately that fall safely within Texas real estate law? The answer is probably not many. For the last few years, many agents have been posting listings and open house notifications to social media sites without considering the legality of the post. They may not realize it, but TREC views these posts as advertising. Advertisement is any form of communication by or on behalf of a license holder designed to attract the public to use real estate brokerage services and includes, but is not limited to, all publications, brochures, radio or television broadcasts, all electronic media including email, text messages, social media, the internet, business stationery, business cards, displays, signs and billboards. To ensure that agents conform to TREC advertising rules, they should identify themselves and their sponsoring broker. Any posts that have listings or open house notifications should contain the name of the agent's broker. There should also be images of a completed IABS and CN 1-5 on an agent's Facebook profile. Virtual reality. Many new technologies are being applied by industry practitioners looking for ways to enhance the real estate experience. Virtual reality headsets may eliminate the need for multiple property tours, since they allow an individual to take a virtual walk around a home. The headset can give buyers the full tour of walking from room to room, so they can determine if each room feels like the right fit for their family. Sellers can get their homes ready for pictures and then not worry about unmade beds and dirty dishes. Originally intended for the video game industry, VR technology soon became known by commercial entities as a new way to demonstrate products. You can go on a virtual tour of a ship or experience being on a cruise. Hotels and resorts can also use VR technology, so users can view different rooms and compare the differences in size and amenities. For now, real estate companies who want to use VR need to buy equipment powerful enough to capture 3D video to be compatible headsets. The VR reality is that it gives the consumer the feeling of realistic space. The user can look around the space to determine if it meets expectations. New technology allows consumers to walk into a virtual room and change the colors or even the floor plan of the room. On the commercial side, tenants can visualize the setup of cubicles in an office building. These options allow consumers more control over property selection. Many agents are already using VR tools like the Oculus Rift headset and app to show their properties in their office. Industry experts predict holoportation, virtual 3D technology in real time, will replace regular showings, with as many as the first and second showings being virtual before the buyer decides to go to the house to view it in person. Augmented reality. Like virtual reality, augmented reality, AR, provides a modified view of reality for the user. Though AR is similar to VR, AR does not create a new reality for the user. It enhances the user's current perception and experience of reality. AR has many real-world applications across disciplines. Most notably, for real estate brokerages, AR can be integrated into visual marketing materials. It can also be used for training and educational purposes. AR was widely introduced to the public through the Pokemon Go app, its popularity soaring in 2016. Real estate agents can move beyond flat, one-dimensional marketing materials to materials that have been enhanced through AR. Agents can help clients visualize spaces and customize them virtually by clicking a button to change wall colors or flooring materials. A company out of Hong Kong called Spacious uses AR to show buyers supposedly haunted properties by overlaying graphics on top of maps. When users are near haunted locations in certain Asian countries, a graphic of a ghost will appear in the app's interface on top of a location in which there has been a death. Spacious is a novelty app that capitalized on the popularity of Pokemon Go. However, it demonstrates that the real estate industry can exert some control over a user's experience by using AR in conjunction with property search apps. Imagine the possibilities that exist. Artificial intelligence. The concept of artificial intelligence, AI, at its most basic, is a way of describing intelligence exhibited by machines. However, what we really mean when we say artificial intelligence, or AI, is a machine or program that replicates human thought processes or actions. At its core, however, AI is far more complex, and the definition of what constitutes AI is constantly changing as we learn more about machines and make them increasingly capable of sophisticated tasks. In today's world of Siri, Alexa, and Cortana, AI is constituted by one or more of the following capabilities. Bullet, understanding human speech. Bullet at competing in complex strategic game systems, such as chess. Bullet operating complex machinery, think self-driving cars. Bullet interpreting and analyzing complex data sets. AI was described in 1956 thusly by a group of Dartmouth Summer Workshop participants. Human intelligence can be so precisely described that a machine can be made to simulate it. Fundamentally, AI is intended to simulate human thought and action. However, the human brain is a complex organ that scientists still do not fully comprehend. What this means from a research and development perspective is that our understanding of what constitutes human intelligence is still growing. Thus, our understanding of what must constitute AI changes accordingly. Evidence of this can be seen in the increasing sophistication of AI and AI, like programs available to consumers and professionals. AI in action. As mentioned above, we see AI in use more and more in our daily interaction with technology. Siri, the Apple platform's interactive AI, has been in use for several years and has steadily increased in sophistication and capability. Siri can answer questions, perform user-directed searches, and other similar tasks. What makes Siri and other voice interactive AI platforms like it unique is their ability to learn from the user. Another prime example of AI that we experience in our everyday lives is the use of what are referred to as bots on social media platforms such as Facebook. Bots are generally described as any software which automates a task typically performed by humans. In relation to Facebook, specifically the Facebook Messenger platform, bots can be used to understand conversational language and learn from their interactions with the humans they exchange messages with. This ability is the key to understanding the reason that the use of AI is proliferating so rapidly. While bots are a very simplistic form of AI, their recent prevalence is an indicator that more and more programs and machines are being created to perform activities in which their human counterparts do not have the time to engage. For example, 1-800-Flowers recently implemented a bot that allows a Facebook user to message the 1-800-Flowers Facebook page, order flowers, have them shipped, and tender payment. All of this takes place with a human user interacting with a programmatic intelligence. These applications for AI will continue to grow in use for a very simple reason. An AI does not require payment or have a family to go home to every night. AIS can fulfill a function that can cost a business more time and resources employing a human worker to perform, thus reducing overhead and inconsistency of process. How do artificial intelligences learn? We have seen in the above examples that proper and effective AIS learn from their interactions with human users. But how is this learning accomplished? There are two primary points to consider when analyzing how AIS learn. Machine learning. Machine learning is defined as the study of computer algorithms, or formulaic data sets, that improve automatically through experience and interaction. But what does this really mean? At its most basic, machine learning is a method of data mining and analysis that detects patterns in data to classify and quantify that data and react accordingly. Taking the example of the 1-800-Flowers Facebook Messenger bot, let's dig a little deeper into what this indicates. A user messages the 1-800-Flowers Facebook page. The bot receives the message and, based on its contents, determines if the user is making a request to order, submitting a complaint, or other possible activity it has identified through previous interactions. In this example, let's say that the user wants to order flowers and types "order flowers." Through machine learning, the bot knows that this means the user wants to order flowers and proceeds to engage the user. So what if the user had typed "helicopter"? The bot would be confused and likely engage the user for clarification, just as any human sales representative might do. When provided that clarification, the human sales representative would learn what the customer's true intent was, and the bot functions no differently. This is a prime example of machine learning and indicative of how all AIS learn. Natural language processing. The other type of learning that AIS engage in is known as natural language processing. Natural language processing gives programs and machines the ability to read and understand the languages we speak. This is an extremely important part of the AI learning process, as it enables the machine or program to use natural language in its interactions. But more importantly, natural language processing enables machine learning through interactions with humans. By enabling the machine or program to understand the words we use, why we use them, and what we mean, the program gains a greater understanding of what we want and how. In the above example, the 1-800-Flowers Facebook bot is able to communicate and learn because it can understand natural language. When presented with an exchange such as "helicopter," which may not have any relation to its primary function, the bot knows to ask for clarification from the user. This is due to its understanding not only of the language being used, but what that language means. ChatGPT. One of the most exciting recent developments in the use of AI is ChatGPT, a large language model developed by OpenAI. Based on GPT, generative pre-trained transformer architecture, ChatGPT was trained on a massive library of text data using unsupervised learning techniques. In layman's terms, this means that ChatGPT can generate human-like responses to a wide variety of questions and prompts, designed to be an intelligent conversational agent that can provide information, answer questions, and engage in natural language dialogue with users. ChatGPT is at the forefront of AI content generation and has a wide range of possible applications in all industries. There are several ways in which ChatGPT can be used in the real estate industry. Property search. ChatGPT can be used to help users search for properties that meet their specific criteria. Users can input their desired location, property type, price range, and other details, and ChatGPT can provide a list of properties that match their requirements. Property information. ChatGPT can also be used to provide detailed information about properties, such as square footage, number of bedrooms and bathrooms, features and amenities, and nearby schools and attractions. Customer support. ChatGPT can assist real estate agents and brokers with customer support tasks by answering common questions about the buying or selling process, providing information about the local real estate market, and addressing any concerns or issues that arise. Lead generation. ChatGPT can be used to generate leads by collecting information about potential buyers or sellers and directing them to the appropriate agent or broker. Virtual tours. ChatGPT can be integrated with virtual tour software to provide users with a virtual walkthrough of a property. Users can ask questions about the property while viewing the tour, and ChatGPT can provide additional information and details. Artificial intelligence in real estate. AI has the potential to transform many aspects of the real estate industry, from property valuation and search to property management and smart homes. As AI technology continues to evolve, we can expect to see more innovative uses of AI in the real estate industry. Below are just a few of the possible uses of AI in the real estate industry. Predictive analytics. AI can also be used for predictive analytics, which can help real estate professionals anticipate trends and make better decisions. For example, AI can analyze market trends and predict which neighborhoods are likely to experience growth in the coming years. This can help real estate investors make better investment decisions and generate higher returns. AI products that focus on predictive analytics in real estate, such as Atom Data Solutions, House Canary, Chere, and RealPage, all use data collection and machine learning algorithms to analyze various property types, single and multifamily residential, commercial, and provide insights into future market trends and potential risks. Chatbots. AI-powered chatbots can also be used to provide customer service to real estate clients. Chatbots can answer common questions, provide property recommendations, and even schedule property showings. This can save real estate professionals time and allow them to focus on more complex tasks. The use of chatbots not only in real estate, but in a host of other industries has become very prevalent since their inception, streamlining customer service and interface. Smart homes. AI can also be used to create smart homes that are more energy efficient and user-friendly. AI-powered home automation systems can learn user preferences and adjust lighting, temperature, and other settings accordingly. This can make homes more comfortable and reduce energy consumption. Systems like voice-activated assistants, smart thermostats, smart lighting, home security systems, and energy management systems are used to provide homeowners with greater control and automation of household devices, creating a more personalized and efficient living experience. Creating a professional website. Websites are at the core of every company's toolkit. 2 out of 3 people research their agents before reaching out to them. Do a simple web search for real estate brokers in your area. How many results were generated? How do you compete with all of those other agents out there vying for business? Search engine optimization. Why is search engine optimization, SEO, important? Because without it, your website might end up buried on page 12 or 13 of a Google search, and everyone knows that the majority of web surfers do not click past page 2 or 3 of the results. SEO employs strategies that promote your site up in the ranks of a search results page, making you more visible to prospective clients. Agents can enlist the services of professional SEO writers who understand the complex algorithms that major search engines like Google and Yahoo use to index websites. One caveat to using SEO is not to overutilize it. In other words, do not inundate your site's visitors with the same keywords over and over and over. Do not sacrifice the professionalism and relevance of your site for the sake of SEO. To make your website stand out, bulletin include videos of community events that you or your brokerage participated in. Bullet video testimonials of satisfied clients. Bullet local news feed. Bullet scalable content for mobile devices. Bullet local business listings/directory. Bullet links to relevant articles that deal with your market or state. Consult with an SEO writer or use one of the sites like Moz.com to get your website noticed. All of your content pages should be keyword-oriented, relevant to your business, and your visitors, local or regional, regularly updated and well-constructed. People will find your page through mentions or links on other sites or blogs, or from reviews on sites like Yelp, as well as through popular search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. You want your brokerage's site to be one of the top sites clicked on, and that is where SEO plays a significant role. Professional web developers can utilize technology to analyze traffic to your page and can build in lead generation. Website do's and don'ts. Do. Bullet, update your site regularly. Bullet, make good use of white space on your page. Bullet, include short videos. Bullet, use the psychology of color on your site. How color can affect behavior patterns. Bullet, use a clean, easy-to-read font. Sans serif fonts work best. Bullet, include contact information on every page. Bullet, make use of a page counter or lead generation. Bullet, link to your social media pages. Bullet, include your brokerage's mission statement. Don't. Bullet, leave outdated information on your site. Bullet, pack or crowd your page with unnecessary graphics and buttons that can take a long time to load. Bullet, include annoying music or cursor trails that follow the user's mouse around the page. Bullet, use colors that clash or dark text on a dark page / light text on a light page. Bullet, use a font that is hard for people to read. Avoid cursive fonts or fonts that are too narrow. Bullet, bury contact information, making it hard to find. Bullet, require visitors to enter personal information before using your site. Bullet, ignore the traffic that you can get from social media. Bullet, include too much text. Visitors do not want to read a book from your site. If you are interested in creating your own professional private website, take the time to talk to a professional website designer who will work with you to create a polished site with working links that customers and clients can utilize to keep up with what you are doing and what you are selling. Working with a professional in the field will help you avoid some of the pitfalls of amateur website design, such as busy backgrounds, too much text, fonts, and font colors that are hard to read, broken links, or links that do not lead to the places you think they do. You want your site to be clean, load quickly, and, most of all, be informative for the average customer/client. There are many templates available online for agents to utilize in the creation of their sites. The National Association of Realtors endorses Placeter, which provides design templates for agents. Do not forget to include links to any documents required by TREC, like the information about brokerage services or the TREC Consumer Information Notice 1-3. You should include your broker's information on every page of your site. Data management trends. Google Analytics. Analytics has become increasingly vital in today's digital marketplace. With more and more consumers utilizing the internet and mobile apps, it has become necessary for companies to collect, track, and measure digital data to gain valuable insights into the customer's world. In this consumer-driven real estate industry, what does the customer want? And when does the customer want it? Are questions that Google Analytics and other similar programs are trying to answer. Brokerages can employ Google Analytics or analytics software to bullet, improve consumer engagement. Bullet to promote website content. Bullet, perform market research. Analyze data for insight into consumer behavior. Bullet need manage tags. Code embedded into the site, which allows for third-party tracking, analysis, etc. Bullet personalize the customer experience. Bullet run reports based on collected analytics data. Analytics has proven to be invaluable for designing marketing campaigns and gaining insight into consumer buying patterns and behaviors. Large, well-known companies have utilized analytics to their advantage, leveraging technology for their benefit. Analytics is a trend with staying power, especially for real estate sales. If your brokerage is not currently using Google Analytics or another equally powerful analytics software, then you should begin planning and budgeting for its integration soon. Agents will naturally gravitate toward brokerage firms that provide the latest and the most innovative technology.